Holiday Express. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Trains have long been a symbol of Christmas cheer, and now UT's Institute of Agriculture has a miniature Holiday Express on display at the University Gardens. Chuck Denny has the story.
Christmas spirit is right on track at the UT Gardens, all aboard the Holiday Express. This display includes 10 different rail lines covering a quarter of a mile that runs through the fictional town of Ravensford. It's a 4,000-square-foot landscape with thousands of lights, rivers and waterfalls, and tiny buildings decorated for the season.
Electric trains and Christmas seem to go together so well. In talking to many people, it seems like everybody's got a train set that they put around their Christmas tree.
Model train enthusiast and landscaper Mark Furman had visions of sugar plums dancing in his head and came up with the idea. Furman says this is a celebration of the season, but also the project depicts the railroad history of East Tennessee. The assembly of the Holiday Express started well before Thanksgiving. Crews had to lay down the track, build all the landscaping, and move boulders. Furman says it was a chore, but the end result is a delight.
It took us 7 days, 12 men, 7 days to set up what we have here today. And we've worked about 8 hours every day.
The Holiday Express covers the new Friendship Plaza at the Gardens. Dr. Sue Hamilton is director of the UT Gardens.
It's called Garden Railroading, and we're teaming up with a landscape contractor. It is going to be fun to draw in families.
UT leaders hope to make the Holiday Express a Yuletide tradition on the Ag campus. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Now, the Holiday Express runs every weekend through January 4th. Admission is $5 for adults, and children under 4 get in free. Have a Merry Christmas and join us tomorrow on the TRN.